Toyota managed its network of suppliers in such a collaborative manner that it could work very quickly and smoothly with suppliers to repurpose production, fill the missing braking valve capacity, and have car production come online again. Toyota applied the principles of modularity of its supply network, embeddedness in an integrated system, and the functional redundancy to be able to repurpose smoothly existing capacity. Now, fortunately, few companies succumb to catastrophic fires, but we do read in the newspaper every day about companies succumbing to the disruption of technology. How is it then that the consumer optics giant, Essilor, is able to avoid technology disruption and even profit from it? And yes, technology disruption is not only a big deal in software and electronics. Essilor carefully scans the competitive environment for potentially disruptive technologies. It acquires those technologies very early, before they've become expensive or competitors have mobilized around them. And it then develops those technologies itself, even at the risk of failure or the risk of self-disruption. Essilor stays ahead of its game, has delivered spectacular performance for over 40 years by using the principles of prudence and adaptation.